Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
We worship you, we adore you. The wild beast of the earth, the fowl, the creeping things, things that are defiled, the abominable things of this earth were called into glory, were called into honor, were called to become the children of the living God. Who would have done this? Only you can do this. We are grateful, Lord. We are not taking it for granted. We weren't known by Israel. We weren't known by Abraham. We were not part of the stock of Jacob. But out of your infinite mercy and compassion, you have chosen us, you have called us, even to become commonwealth of Israel. What a mighty God you are. What a glorious God you are. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of sonship. Thank you for the privilege of calling you Abba. You are our Father, our source, our help, our strength, our hope, our salvation. Even when we walk in the valley of shadow of death, we are conscious of your fatherhood. We are conscious of your help. We are conscious of your salvation. This is the confidence that we have in you. We are chosen. We are called. We are not forsaken. This may not work the way we think it should work, but in spite of all this, we are not forsaken. We are not cast down. We are them that are seated together in heavenly places, far above principalities, far above the world, far above the things, the pandemic of this world. Thank you for being there for us. We can look up and find you. We can look down and find you. We can look up unto the deep and find you. We bless your name. We worship you. The year has ended. Our life remains. It's not because of what we eat. It's not because of the drug that we use. It's not because of anything, no God. Mercy located us. We are grateful. We are thankful. We bless your name as church. We bless your name as community. We bless your name as family. Thank you for what you did for us in this house. Thank you because the meeting is not broken. The communion is not broken. The house is not broken. There is no dissension. We are grateful. We are grateful. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. What no man can do, Jehovah. Only you can do
what no man can do. Jehovah,
only you can do.
Oh, what no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can do. What no man can do,
Jehovah.
Only you can do.
What no man can do, Jehovah.
Only you can have. We are no man can.
Men are saying, cast down. You are lifting up your house. You are lifting up your people. You are exalting our horn like that of the unicorns. You are making us to pass through the wilderness, and you turn the wilderness to a standing water. Thank you, Almighty God. Father, we ask for grace. We ask for capacity. I ask for competence. I ask for enablement. I ask you to do what man cannot do. Guide my tongue. Let it become the tongue of ready writer. Help my spirit. Let it knit together with the Holy Ghost. Let the word of life proceed forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, I want to thank you for this privilege. I'm so grateful. And I also want to ask for your indulgence that they should give me additional 15 minutes so that I'll be able to pass across my thoughts to the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ made a profound statement, and it was very instructive for us to take note of this. He said, the children of this world are wiser in their own time than the children, how did he say it? Than the children of light. Now, there is a lot of wisdom that we see in this world that we may not necessarily copy, but we may learn from it and, you know, and delight ourselves to instruction. At the end of the year, there is what we call an auditing. Praise God. There is also what we call a budgeting. And there is always what we call plans. All of these things are copied from the scripture, and it has become the properties of the children of the world. And no wonder the Lord Jesus Christ looked at the church and said that we should be wiser than the children of the world. We should have a better understanding than the children of the world. And how can we have a better understanding than the children of the world? It is by taking instruction from the Holy Script. When we look at the word of God, we'll be able to delight our path into that which is acceptable before the Almighty God. So this morning, I want to speak simply about the issue. You have not had it that time. So it is important for us to talk about this thing so that we can, you know, begin to plan ahead concerning this unpredictable year. The year 2021 is as unpredictable as the year 2020. We do not know that we are going to have pandemic in the year 2020. The plan was set. The budgets were made. And we thought that we are going to enter into the year. And we enter the year with speed. We come into the year with speed. But along the line, the program was thwarted and halted. It was put on a hold, either by divinity or by the craftiness of men. But we do not know. But what we know and sure of is that what we planned for, the journey that we plan to embark upon in 2020 is not the same journey. We didn't foresee that NSAS pandemic is coming. We didn't foresee that NSAS is coming. All of these things are things that are not budgeted for, they are not planned for. But we thank God that in the midst of all of this, God saw us through. We are not victims of any of them. We are not victims of any of them. You know, when the NSAS was going on, I saw a revelation concerning a woman that was close to me, and I saw the daughter being smashed with bottle on her head. Smash and all the skull was broken into pieces. I said, how do I tell this to this woman? But the Holy Ghost instructed me, please speak to her. And I called her, I said, I saw this revelation. He said, my daughter is among the people who are doing the NSAS. She's at the Lekki toll gate now. And as a matter of fact, She's the leader there. Two of them. A daughter and a son. Praise God. In other words, God did not keep us in dark. We are not kept in darkness. God revealed to us his project and his program concerning his doing. And so it is also very important to begin to take an auditing of our lives concerning 2020 and begin to budget and project for 2021 so that we will not walk in darkness. Now, one of the things that God spoke to me from the book of Acts that we are instructed to read is this: the fellowship of the Spirit and the communion of the Holy Ghost. And I want to briefly talk about this issue, the fellowship of the Spirit and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Because this is the place where we can have instruction. This is the place where we can walk in light. These are the things that can make us to know what God is about doing, especially in fellowship and in communion. No wonder Paul, in the wisdom of God, began to speak to church. He said, forsake not the fellowship of the saints, like in the manners of some of you. Forsake not the fellowship of the saints, like in the manners of some of you. In other words, in the fellowship or in the communion of that we have on from time to time, two things are very critical and key that we need to understand so that we can enjoy the best in this fellowship and in this communion. Praise God. Number one, our fellowship is with God. I think Apostle John emphasized this. He said, come and fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with who? Is with the Lord God Almighty. Our fellowship is with God. The first thing is that when we come into fellowship, when we come into the place of communion, it is with God. The second one is that our fellowship is with brethren. Our fellowship is with brethren. This brethren fellowship with the scripture that forsake not the fellowship of the saints like in the manners of you. Praise God. So, I want to quickly try as much as possible as the Holy Spirit will help me to extray unto us those benefits of the fellowship and communion. Of course, the word communion or fellowship is translated as koinonia. It is translated as koinonia. Quickly give me the book of Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. So when they ask us to study the scripture, it's not just reading. It's for you to be able to get light in it. Verse 42. I want us to look at Acts chapter 2. And verse 42, there are certain things that I discover in the book of Acts. And I'm still going to have a discussion with Pastor over here. Because it's a time for me to take stock. Not the stock of my life, but also stock of the church. What are the things that we are doing well? What are the things that we need to improve upon? What are the things, the deficiency in our lives? What are those carnalities that is still found in us that we need to take away and we need to purge from ourselves. Now, and they continued. They continue. Who are the day? The brethren. They continued with apostles. They continue. And the continuation is a continuation that has a vocabulary of steadfastness. It is an adjective that describes the continuation of that fellowship. The Bible said that they continue steadfastly. There wasn't any break in that communion. Now listen, I don't want you to picture or, tune your mind onto the gathering of the saints. It's one of it. As a matter of fact, it's the major aspect of koinonia. It's the major aspect of koinonia. The Bible said that they continued steadfastly. There is a steadfastness in that continuity. There was no break in that fellowship, in that communion, either personal communion with God or collective or corporate communion as a result of church gathering. The fact is that they continued, and it was very steadfast. It was very consistent. It was very pragmatic. It was a kind of thing that they do with their mind. They do it with all their soul. Many of us, we do not have communion with brethren with one mind. Praise God. We do not have communion with brethren or communion with God as we do have communion with God at proselytes. The religious people, I must do it. It is a quiet time. It's more than that. They continue. They were steadfast about it. They were consistent about it. They were consistent about it. I want to tell you, it may not necessarily be, you know, the consistency. It may not be, 1 a.m., I must wake up. The consistency is that when you are tapped by the Holy Ghost and they ask you to put on the armor of fight or to take up the sword of the Spirit, you are consistent about it. You are not lingering. You are not malingering. You are not dragging your legs. But you are instant in the Spirit. You are instant in the Spirit. They continue. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. In the apostles' doctrines. It was the doctrine that gave birth to fellowship. And there is no fellowship without doctrine. And there is no doctrine without fellowship. Praise God. Now, the doctrine is the teaching of Christ. You can receive the teaching of Christ personally as a result of steadfast communion. As a result of consistent communion, you can receive the teaching of the doctrines of Christ. God can begin to enlighten you about certain issues that borders on the corporate body, that borders on your personal life. But the most important thing, that the oracle of God cannot be, you know, committed into your hand if you are not consistent, if you are not steadfast, if they can't trust you that when they wake you up, you will awake. The Bible said that in the doctrines and fellowship, in the doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer, so many things are involved in communion, in koinonia. It is a community of people with a common goal, common identity, common pursuit. They don't have different agenda, one purpose. What they are looking for is for the Lord to be glorified. They are not looking for their own glory. That is what makes it communion. Steadfastly, the Bible, Peter was talking about it, and he talked about one mind. They came to fellowship. They came into the place of communion with one mind. And what is the mind? The mind to understand the mind of God. This is all the essence of communion. To know what is in the mind of God per this hour, per this moment, per time, per year. Praise God. That is what, that is the essence of it. That is the meaning of communion. It is a community of people gathered together with one mind, with one goal, with one purpose, with one intent. They desire to hear from God. They desire to know what God is doing, not just in their lives, but even in the whole community, in the entire globe. Praise God. You can't know all of these things without communion. What comes out of communion is the revelation of God's mind. It's more than normal prayer, normal reading of the scripture. John was saying that if we say that we have fellowship with God and we still walk in darkness, oh, hallelujah. If we have fellowship with God and we still walk, how dare you walk in darkness if you have fellowship with God? Because it is in the fellowship with God that the light has shone. The path is charted. The ways are made. It is through this fellowship. It is through this communion. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, it is in this fellowship. When you have fellowship with God, you cannot walk in darkness. You cannot be oblivious of what is going to happen in the day. God will show it unto you by the Spirit. Praise God. That's why in the book of Romans, he said, we know the mind of God, for the Spirit has revealed it unto us. He said, who knoweth the mind of God? Say the Spirit of God that is in man. Yes, 1 Corinthians, sir. Thank you. No one will know the mind of God apart from the Spirit of God that is in man. So, when you have communion, what you do up, you light up the Spirit of God. You light it up. I'm not going to tell you the rudiment of what communion is. But one of the instructions, when I was auditing my life, especially concerning the year 2020, one of the instructions that God gave to me is the issue of communion and fellowship in the year coming. It's an unpredictable year. And so, you must learn to fellowship with God, because it's only God that do things unpredictably. Hallelujah. It's only Him that do things unpredictably. You think this is where it's coming, but it comes through this way. But at the same time, it's leading you to the right path. That is God for you. So it is an unpredictable year where we must also watch. That's why the Bible was, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said, he that is born of the Spirit is spirit. And he that is born of flesh is flesh. Marvel not that I said that you must be born again. He said, the wind listed. The wind blew, where it listed, and no one fears. We are the wind. Praise God. We are the Spirit of God in us is a wind. It should be able to blow us and take us. And so when people think that you are taking this path, and the enemy has less near for you, but the Holy Spirit, no, don't take that path. Take this path. And they waited in vain. Your enemy will wait in vain. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they waited in vain. That is what the Spirit does. And it can only happen in what? In koinonia. It can only happen in koinonia. The book of 2 Corinthians 12, 13, 14. 2 Corinthians 13, 14. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost. We took this thing as prayer, but it's more than prayer, it's an instruction. Praise God. Though it's a prayer, but it's more of instruction than prayers. It's instructing us on what we differentiate from the world. It's instructing us on what will make us to live better than this present world. We can overcome the world. We can live above the board. We can do things that are extraordinary. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with you all. It's an instruction, and it is also a prayer. It must be with us. It doesn't matter where you are. It does not matter what you are doing. It does not matter in the midst of who you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told you a testimony of what happened to me many years back. When they called me to come and do an engineering work. And they drew a drawing. That drawing was just an ordinary slab. But I've never seen engineering drawing before. I've never built a house at that point in time or in my life. And they asked me to interpret what was in the drawing. And I look up. I said, Holy Ghost, how do I answer them? What do I say to these people? I trust the Holy Spirit wouldn't have answered if I had not had communion with him earlier before. He won't answer. He may not. Let me not put him in a straight jacket. He may not. He may. But he may not. But I guess that the instant answer I received as a result of that participation, communion, we have been in the same community. We've understood our culture. We know our terms. We also understood our language. This is what happened to us in communion. And he spoke to me, said, fold it up, fold the paper, and tell them that let's go to the site. And I folded the paper. I said, it's better interpreted in the site than this place. That was the end of the meeting. Praise God. That was the end. In fact, I don't know, that audacity could have only be God. Because these are engineers, Israelis were there. And I folded it because I had him. It was as a result of communion. I just folded it. I said, let's go to this side. Guess what? The following morning, they have sent their supervising engineer to the site. And the man has prepared, because they said that job must be done that day. He has bought all I needed. He just said, just come and give me money for this thing. And I look at it, I said, so ordinary slab. It's what they are saying to me. Praise God. Ordinary slab. Illiteracy. Ignorance. Look, you are also an illiterate in some area, in some field. Don't laugh at me. Praise God. Do you understand? So, the guy has digged. He has dug the tunnel and he has bought cement, just his bag of cement, iron rod. And I don't behave like a fool when I got there. I said, are you sure this iron rod will be... He said, it's okay. He said, well, you are the supervisor engineer. Continue. Praise God. The man did the work for me. At the end of the day, I gave him 6,000 naira. Praise God. That is what the communion does. You can't walk in darkness when you are in communion. So it is important that we must understand what communion is. Now, church communion is called participation. Joint participation. Hallelujah. Joint participation. Shaya came. We saw Pastor Felix there. We saw Bayo. Bayo there is there. And we are all here enjoying their gift. Praise God. Joint participation. Their effort would have been fruitless if we were not here. Praise God. They will just be enjoying themselves. Communion, joint participation. The participation is such that where everybody bring gifts. Go back to the book of that Acts chapter 2. Where everybody bring gifts. They bring their gifts. They bring their talents. They bring that which God has bestowed on them. He said, verse 43. Look at verse 43. Okay, go to verse 41. 41. Okay, I think it's in 44. Okay. 44. Okay. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. He was skilled in keyboard. Praise God. He was so skilled in keyboard, but we own it together. I don't know whether you understand me. We own that playing together. He was good and outstanding in worship, but we own the worship together. Joint participation, individual gifts are placed at the apostles' feet and to the glory of the Almighty God in order to bring salvation unto people and to show light the way in which we should go. Praise God. Only God knows the number of people that have received instruction as a result of worship that happened this morning. Only God knows the number of people that were done before they come to church and they have been elated. They have been lifted up in their spirit. They have come up unto us as a result of that participation. Communion is about participation. We own things together. My gift is not for me alone. Hallelujah. It is for the edification of the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Abby. It is for edification of the church. It is for people to be edified. It is for the people to be encouraged. And so, when you are called to come and do a thing in the church, and you are hiding, you are showing an ego that you can't do it, you are breaking communion. You are breaking participation. You are putting joint into things that does not have joint. Praise God. It's a joint participation. We can't do what we are doing now. I can't scream the way I am screaming without the technical people there. Praise God. The world may not hear what I am saying without the media. It's a joint participation. This is what we call communion. This is what we are called to do in the house of God. But it comes with rewards. It is not without reward. The reward is not from pastor. No. If you look at him for reward, you have missed it. The Bible says that you are the most miserable of all men. Paul Lusobek and Shimi. He said, if only in this world is our reward. So it could imply. If only it's in Pastor Sheyi that you look for reward, you are the most miserable of all men. I don't expect his thank you. As a matter of fact, I will never, in fact, when he say thank you over things, that's expensive. Praise God. That's so expensive. And so, I am not moved. Whether somebody say, Ekushe, or Ekushe, there are many of us who think that, oh, they don't even thank me, thank you for doing what you are doing for your father. It's communion. Joint participation. He's also dropping his own gift. You are also dropping yours. Everybody is dropping his or us, especially for the edification of the church. So it is a joint participation. Praise God. It's a joint participation. Joint sharing and intimacy. Joint sharing and intimacy. You are not part of the communion. If there is something that will benefit Pastor Dele Olubi, and you can't share with him because you want to be the only rich man, you are wicked. You are wicked. You are breaking the communion. You are not doing what is right. Why will I hide this? Why will I hide what I know that it will benefit or reward any of my colleagues, any of my brethren? Why do I call them brethren? Where are the Bible said that do good unto all men? Most importantly, those who are in the household of God, the household of God is local and universal. The household of God is local and universal. I must reach out to the local member of the house of God. Praise God. I must share with them. Share idea. Share concept. Look at it. This thing will profit you. This thing will help you. This is how we go about, you know, the secret. And I learned it from Christ. I learned it from Christ. Me only secret. I don't have anything that I hide. If I have a way of to succeed, I will gladly share it. What have you that you have not received? If you have received, why do you behave as if you have not received it? Why do you own it as personal property? What is given unto you is not for you alone. It's for the brethren. It is for the brethren. It is for the communion. God just put you in a strategic place and use you as an arrowhead for the distribution of his gifts. And if you fail to distribute that gift, he can withdraw it. Oh, somebody said that the gift and the calling of God is without repentance. Sit down there and go and reinterpret that scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Someone will say, I don't want them to know my secret. Okay, secret Wolomo. Who revealed the secret to you? Who gave you the secret? Is it not him? Praise God. You will be surprised that somebody will come and reveal a better secret to the person you are hiding it for. And he will just come walk to your yard and say, no, this is not, you are doing it wrongly. Do it this way, do it this way. And you go, if you have conscience, you go to your room and cry. Praise God. So it's about joint sharing. It's about sharing together. Most importantly, it is about intimacy. Koinonia is about intimacy. Listen, if we are not intimate with one another, we may not get the best out of God. I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have friends in the world again. My friend in the world could not understand my person. They misunderstood me every time. Especially when I represent the face of truth. I was telling one of them today, I said, in your midst, I represent the face of truth and I must protect it. And he was offended. But that is me. Praise God. So in other words, I don't have friends in the world. My friends are in the church. The Lord Jesus Christ was a pattern. He said, who is your brother? Who is my mother? Who is my father? Who is my brothers? Who is my sister? Church, go and repent. We need to repent. We need to reconfigure our mind. We need to begin to do things the way the apostle did it. If we call ourselves an apostolic community, we must begin to reorientate ourselves and come to the intimacy of apostles. Praise God. No competition. There's no competition. We can't say that a head, Peter was the head, or Paul was the head. As a matter of fact, because why do I say that? Paul could confront Peter. Say, you are wrong, you are an hypocrite. If I say that to Pastor Sheyi, I might enter a problem. Do you understand? But we need to reorientate our mind, especially when it is about the truth. Of course, this is not to say that we should rebuke the elders, but we should entreat them in a refined language. Praise God. What I can say to Pastor, many of you cannot say it. Praise God. Because we know where we are coming from. We've been together for past 30 years. It has become brother and sister. It's more than friends. What I share with him, I can't share with any of you. Praise God. And there are certain things that he shares with me that he can't share with you. This is intimacy. Why? Because of long-drawn relationships that have been proved, tested, and trusted. Praise God. Communion. So we have to come into this aspect of what you own is for the brethren. Oh, how do I say this thing to brethren? What you own is for who? Is for the brethren, your ideas. I saw him sharing the concept of how to get scholarship on the public domain. On the public domain, guess what? The children of the world, some of them may take advantage of it, especially when they know his background and his history. Many will say, ah, I'm 419, so today ni ojare. Because God has not showed them light. He did not hold it. He did not become the custodian of it. He wants people to also enjoy and benefit it. This is communion. This is communion. We need to begin to come into apostolic character. It is apostolic nature. It is apostolic world. It is the act of apostles. And except we are walking in this same act, we'll be void of miracles, be void of wonders. Science may elude us. But if we want to operate in science and wonder, we must come into this intimacy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me quickly jump. Now. Oh. Communion or koinonia or fellowship is beneficial or significantly beneficial when it produces hearing. When it produces what? Hearing. Koinonia, or the essence. Let me put it in another way. The essence of koinonia is to produce hearing. Is to produce hearing. I can't imagine talking to my wife and she was not talking back to me. There's problem. In that relationship, there's fight going on. So what we need to do is to settle the fight so that she can hear me and give response. I don't know how you understand. It's not different from God. If you have communion and fellowship with God and it does not produce hearing, there could be dispute. Your ear might be deaf. Your ear might have been blocked. Or you have not produced sensitivity into the hearing of what God is saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's about hearing. It's about capacity to hear. I can't come into the presence of God without him speak back to me. He must speak. I must hear him. Oh, Pastor Tayo, you're welcome, sir. And the wife. What a fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is what we call koinonia. It's fellowship. It's joint participation. We must hear him. We must be able to develop our hearing capacity. Especially when we are in communion, to be able to fathom and understand what he's speaking. God is desirous to speak. God is interested to speak. God wants to speak all the time to his people. But the people are not prepared to hear from him all of the time. Why do we say we have fellowship? When it has not produced hearing. When it has not produced, instruction. Or direction from God. So the essence, the significance of koinonia is to produce hearing, is to enable us to hear from him, is to make us to develop capacity to understand the mind of God. Praise God. You can't understand the mind of God except you fellowship with the Spirit. It is the Spirit that reveals the mind of God unto man. The world does not understand the mind of God. Why? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost. So if I have the Holy Spirit, I must take maximum advantage of the Holy Ghost that is in me through communion, through fellowship. I said here, I don't know if it was Pastor Rev, but Pastor Bola that was asking. Why is it that it's only him that interprets? Because I desire it. Praise God. What Pastor asked me to do this morning is not strange, is not hidden from me. And around 5 a.m., I said, let me check my phone. Maybe Pastor has sent a message to me. that you may bring the word. And I did not see any message. I said, hallelujah, praise God. I just went back to sleep. Praise God. And unfortunately, I could not sleep. I needed to take my Bible and check that scripture again. And check that scripture again. So when he was saying that, you're bringing the word this morning, I just laughed within me. I said, Holy Spirit, they warn me. Praise God. This is what communion is all about. This is what fellowship. It gives us capacity and mentality of yearning. You must develop it. It's a deliberate thing. Develop it. I make up my mind that each time I come to church, there must be something for me to take home. Praise God. Why will I come if I have nothing to take home? Go what? Listen. The brethren may become weary and be disinterested in fellowship if the fellowship is not producing direction in this unpredictable year. It must. We must ask somebody who will speak to us and tell us what we need to do. Agabus came and he spoke to them. He said, this year is going to produce a drought. And people begin to prepare. They have in excess. They sent to Jerusalem. Thank God for Agabus. Thank God for Agabus. It is in the communion. It is in the fellowship that instruction was expressly given concerning what is coming to the world. Elijah said, by my word, that shall not be read. Praise God. In communion, he gives us capacity and audacity to decree things. And people will laugh at us. But the ends will justify the means. They laugh at us. They are killing sorry. I was speaking to my son-in-law. He said, Prophet Sitema son in Nigeria, in other words, I said, are you saying that we are fake prophets? He said, no, sir. I didn't say it, but he's implied. He said, I'm not saying it, but can that be? I quickly pointed it to, I said, but your portion shall not be like that. I've forgotten what this man of God said, that by this also time, a wheat or barley will be sold for so much. And the man said, even God opened the windows of heaven. It cannot be so tomorrow. I said, but I pray for you that you will live to see this world. Praise God. You just my son-in-law. I said, but don't, he said, believe the Lord your God and believe also his prophets. Don't ever join them to say that the prophet of God are false prophets. That the word of the prophecy has not come to pass, does not make a prophet a false prophet. What makes a false prophet is when you are preaching the doctrine that is unbiblical. And you are saying things that cannot be found in the scriptures. You're a false prophet. It's not by prediction. Praise God. It's not by prediction. So we really need to understand this truth and come to alignment with it. Praise God. So John 5:30. We are talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 5, verse 30. Quickly give it to me. John chapter 5, verse 30. We have the newly wedded couple, Pastor and Mrs. Owasoye. You're welcome. God bless you. Please, can you come to the... Praise God. Look at... He said, I can... Hallelujah. I can... of my own self do nothing. Or I cannot do anything by myself. Praise God. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. What is he judging? He's not judging the word of God. He's just seeing what is in his heart. Is it in line with what God is saying? I don't know whether you understand this. He's not judging the word of God, but he's judging what is in heart. Jesus Christ might have a program for tomorrow. And he said that this is the place, this is the next place. And God said, no, you are not going to that place tomorrow. This is the place you should go. He now judged. Oh, what was in my heart was not in line with what God wants. There are many, many, many lepers. His own Lewu. Naaman that was healed. Do you think that many lepers does not come? The Lord did not permit him. He was not permitted. So he's not doing this by his own will, by his own volition. He's not doing this because he has capacity to do it. If you will, let this cup pass over me. But not according as I will, that it will be done. He said, I cannot my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. My judgment is to align what is in my mind with what God is saying. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. In other words, he couldn't have been able to hear from God without communion. Praise God. Without communion. I know a lot of us have been waking up sometimes, one time or the other, and God wants to speak to us. It's just because he has trusted you with communion. He has trusted you with fellowship. If you are not part of people who fellowship, who consistently and steadfastly fellowship with him, he won't wake you up. He won't wake you up. Praise God. He won't wake you up. So, because of intimacy between the Father, Son, or the Father and Son, he can hear what God is saying. This is not different from us. This is exactly what communion, participation, this is what koinonia, communion and fellowship produces in the life of believers. Don't just come to church to come and mark numbers. Hello, church. I don't come to church because we want pastor to see your face. Don't come to church because we just want to make an appearance. Oh, if I don't come. Don't come to church because you are an usher. I don't come to church because I am a pastor in the church. I come to church with desire to hear. Every time I create a burden in my heart, I deliberately create a burden. I look for what is hurting. I look for what is displeasing. I look for what I would, where I should be a blessing. And I come with that church that this problem must be solved today. Communion. Because I know I am coming into a place of participation where there will be the gift of individual will be put together and I will benefit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is what communion is all about. He said, I do nothing except what the Lord God said to me. Now let me round up. 1 John 1:3-6. 1 John 1:3-6. 1 John 1:3-6. Okay. That which we have seen. Listen. Because sometimes we have not done enough justice to this. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. They have seen it. Now, it's not just physical eyes. What they were seeing when Jesus Christ was around was Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But at his departure, they began to see the resurrected Christ. Praise God. They began to see the resurrected Christ. So they have seen the two sides, the Jesus of Nazareth physically, and they have also seen the resurrected Christ with spiritual eyes. He said, that which we have seen and heard is what we declare to you. It's not fable. We saw it. We saw it with our physical eyes. We saw it with our spiritual eyes. And this is what we declare unto you, that you may also have fellowship with us. That you may also have fellowship with us. Our leaders, Niel, they are Baba in the church. Do you understand? They are fathers. They have undone it. They have seen it. They have declared it. They have seen it work. They have testimony. And so they're asking you, come, fellowship with us. Your fellowship with us is not a fellowship with man. It is a fellowship with God. Praise God. He said that you may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with what? Is with the Father. Father in category. That's another category of the Father of the fathers. We are fathers. But we have fellowship with the Father. We know the mind of Father. We can declare Father to you. We can tell you the description of the Father. We can simply tell you that this is what the Father is about doing. And it won't fail. Come and fellowship with us. Come and fellowship with us. This is the reason why we always tell the people in fellowship that try to find a church as a cover. I'm not discountenancing the fellowship of the school. It's also important and imperative for growth, for communion, for experience, for building. But importantly, you must also have Father. You must have somebody that you are hearing from. You must have somebody that is instructing you, because the Father has fellowship with the Father. Praise God. He said, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4. Look at it. And this thing write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So He was not talking to only the congregational that are present. He was also talking to this congregation, because this is His letter to us. He said, these are the things that we write unto you, that your joy, there is a joy in communion, there is a joy in fellowship. I used to tell God in fellowship that I've never found any pleasure anywhere apart from communion with Him. I've never seen equal pleasure. I've never seen equal joy. I've never seen equal things that are of equal that can equate with fellowship. Each time I know I have fellowship with God, I feel on top of the world. I feel I should not depart. I should not leave again and again. Praise God. Verse 5. He said, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you. God is light. In this dark world, we need the light of God. And it is through fellowship that this light can be built into our minds, into our paths, into our ways. As we go into the year 2021, it is in this fellowship that this light of God can be built into our path. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Look at the last verse 6 that I'm concluding. He now says, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Did you hear that? Did you understand that? In other words, we are still walking in oblivious of events that is taking place in the world. Do you understand? If you look at the contextual, the text of this, of this Bible, you follow the pattern, the test pattern, you discover that He was not talking about sin here now. He was talking about the fact that if you see fellowship with Him and you are in darkness, you are not conscious of what God is doing. Whereas the Bible said that there is nothing that God does that He hid from His servant, the prophet. The prophet! We are all children of prophets. We should be able to hear clearly from Him. We should be able to walk in the light. Praise God. A lot of things happen in my school and people just look at it and say, ah, Baba Elijah. That's the conclusion of many of them. And it's not. They brought somebody to come and walk. To come and walk in the school. And I said, and God, the Holy Spirit just revealed to me how the person was brought. And the person who brought her was a new person that newly employed, and told that story. A woman said, "What can you do, Lord?" Especially with your story, with the story of where you are coming from. The man will employ you. And I just looked at the woman. And I went to the person. I said, "You brought this woman." The woman was shaking. I said, "No, lie. Lie to the Holy Spirit. Lie to the Holy Spirit." He said, "Yes, sir, because I know that we need someone. But did I advertise? Did I ask you to go and bring somebody?" It's God will just reveal. He will just open my eyes to see it. Bam. A young lady came to my office. It was about 3 weeks pregnant. Pregnant. And he sat on me and he was talking. "Hey, I want you to come and do a program in Breeze FM, this and that, and so on and so forth." I said, "You are pregnant." He said, "Hold on, Nije." I said, "Hold on, Nije Leo." And the issue is that you are making move to abort it, that you will die if you abort it. I said, "This is what I have from God." And she just put her hand onto her chest. He said, "Eh? It's true, I'm pregnant." No, he didn't confess. He said, "Mi o loyo kiniko," and she walked away. She didn't complete what she came to do again. The following day, she came back. I said, "You have come to confess." He said, "Yes." "How did you know, sir?" Praise God. Well, you can't have communion with him and walk in darkness. You must be conscious of what he's doing. You must be conscious. This is what communion is all about. I want us to desire it in 2021. I want us to live by it in 2021. And as we do that, the Lord will begin to make us to walk in the light in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.